Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio on the Cowboy Wisdom Radio Network. Tonight my guest is Trish Mahan, and Trish is she's with One Source Marketing, but tonight we're going to talk about a celebrity e-waste event where there's six celebrities talking about their six charities, and it's happening in L.A., and we're going to give you all the information, but first I want to welcome Trish to the show. Welcome, Trish.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Well, anyway, this event that's going to take place, it's this Saturday, right?
It is this Saturday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. in Studio City at a very famous hotel called the Sportsman's Lodge in Studio City, right on Ventura Boulevard. And Sportsman's Lodge is a very old Hollywood haunt dating back quite a few years, and anybody that's anybody, all the celebrities have stayed there or been seen there.
And let's talk a little bit about what's going to transpire at the event so people can come down and get involved. And is there going to be donations taken there for the event?
Right.
Or for the celebrities?
Right. What this event is, we call it Recycle, Reuse, Rejoice. And our website for the event is www.recyclereusejoyce.com. And it's actually a green holiday event. It's an e-waste drive. To our knowledge, it's the first of its kind. And what an e-waste drive means is that we encourage people, admission is free, but we encourage people to bring electronic recyclable items, such as old cell phones, working or non-working, cell phones, laptops, inkjets, toner from your printer, monitors, old CPUs, Palm Pilots, cameras, telephone equipment, old zip drives, keyboards, anything that is either outdated technology, even if it's broken, we'll take. And in lieu of charging any admission, we just ask folks to bring some of this stuff in. And this e-waste has value, and what we do is we assess the value of it, and we cut a check right back to the charity. So the more we get, the more the six charities make. And I can discuss the charities. We actually got six celebrities on board. The event is being co-hosted with Nancy Borgnine, who is the daughter of Ernest Borgnine, the Academy Award winner. And Nancy is wonderful and hooked us up with six celebrities that have six charities, meaning they represent these six charities. They're their charities. And these six celebrities are Kevin Sorbo, who is from Hercules, and he was in Hercules and Andromeda, and Tony Dennison from a TV show called The Closer, a wonderful lady named Kate Linder from The Young and the Restless, Anson Williams from Happy Days, Potsy, everybody knows Potsy, a young gentleman named Taylor Gray from Nickelodeon's Bucket and Skinner's Epic Adventures, and another Nickelodeon star named Carlos Knight from Nickelodeon's Super Ninjas. And these six people are famous TV stars showing up on behalf of their charities and donating their time, all in an effort to raise funds during this holiday season. And the six charities are, I can go through them. Kevin Sorbo's charity is called A World Fit for Kids, and it basically helps underprivileged children with fitness and empowerment and social programs to basically make them better human beings. Tony Dennison's charity is called the Sunshine Kids, which is children's cancer research. Kate Linder's charity is the ALS Association, which is research for Lou Gehrig's disease. Taylor Gray's charity is called Nothing But Nets, which raises funds to get bed netting for children in Africa to prevent mosquito bites, which cause malaria. Malaria is one of the number one killers of children in Africa. Anson Williams' charity is United Cerebral Palsy, which everyone knows is a very, very worthy cause. And last but not least is Carlos Knight's charity, which is the Boys and Girls Club of Pasadena, California. So those are the six celebs, and those are the charities, and we will have tables for each charity, and the celebrities are there as well from 12 to 4, all those 4 hours available to chat with, take photos with, and to learn about them and the charities they represent.
And you can go to the website, PRLEAP.com/PR/183591, and you can read all about the Recycle, Reuse, Rejoice Holiday e-waste event. But here's something that's quite unique about this, Trish, is you can get rid of the stuff that you have to pay for, and then somebody benefits from it. So anyway, and you also have food and drink there and some music, don't you?
We do. We do. We're actually going to have a holiday tree garden. We're going to have snow. Imagine that, snow in California. Hot cocoa, live music, some product raffles. We'll be raffling off a Canon color printer as well as an iPod. We will have a Santa Claus. Santa Claus will be played by Ernest Borgnine's son is playing Santa Claus. So, and photos with Santa. So it's there'll be drinks. It'll be quite it's a party. It's a green holiday party for a very, very good cause.
You can also go to planetgreenrecycle.com and find out more about this. But how is this really taking care of two things? It's getting the wasted electronics out of the way, but yet it's benefiting
right.
some kids and these right. Charities have been around. How is this really going to benefit everybody in a very unique way, Trish?
Right. We call this a win-win, meaning it's actually a win-win-win, if you will. Number one, it helps folks get rid of stuff that they don't really know how to dispose of. I mean, everybody I talk to has either a couple of old cell phones, a couple of old printers, broken monitors, keyboards lying around, wire. They don't know how to get rid of it. They know it's bad. They know they can't throw it away. They're kind of afraid to, so they just collect it. So it helps them get rid of it. Number two, it helps the environment. The statistics on electronic waste, really are staggering, and I don't think any of us realize, unless you kind of dig into the research, which we've done, how damaging this stuff is. I can throw some facts out, which I think are pretty riveting. This is collected data. If you take let's take cell phones. The average American gets a new cell phone every 18 months to 2 years. Cell phones create 65,000 tons of electronic waste each year. So, why is that bad? Because coatings from cell phones are made out of lead. They contain lithium-ion batteries, which can explode in high temperatures or direct sunlight, which are both conditions that are found in landfills, where they ultimately end up. These things end up in landfills. Cell phones are made of the reason we want to recycle them. First of all, they're dangerous to just throw out. The reason we want to recycle them is because they've got precious metals in them that can be used in other products. That we, by reusing them, we save energy. We don't have to mine them and find things like copper and other precious metals. If we don't have to mine it, we can take it out of recycled goods. We save energy, we save money, we save the planet. So these reusable materials are available in tons. I'm not talking about just a little bit. There's tons and tons of stuff that goes into landfills that we can reuse. If you think about if we recycled 1 million cell phones, there's many, many million cell phones in circulation, and we just, like I said, every 2 years, because of technology, we get something new. If we recycle 1 million cell phones, it saves enough energy to power 200 American homes with electricity for an entire year. And if you think about that and multiply it by what's possible, and we could almost self-fund our own energy just through recycling if we could just get everybody to do it.
Just think, if you took half that 65,000 tons of cell phones and did 50% and 32,000 tons, how much would that save the stuff? And, you know, Trish, I pay a lot of attention to what they say about global warming on TV and stuff. You know, it is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. What can we do today, just a whole bunch of little things, that will start alleviating the challenge in the future rather than just keeping going the way we are?
Right. It takes everybody doing something. I mean, it can't just be a handful of people that are passionate. It really takes everybody. And, you know, events like this are about changing behavior. If we can change behavior, you know, at the event we're going to have three tables. We call them "Did You Know" tables, and we're going to let people know about, you know, shocking facts like this that are going to make them stop and go. You know, for instance, a single toner cartridge, you know, a printer toner cartridge you put in your printer, takes 3 quarts of oil to produce. 3 quarts of oil. Those things are fully recyclable. So for every one of them you throw away, you're throwing away 3 quarts of oil. I mean, if you just do the math, it's staggering. It really is staggering.
Now, that is something that I didn't know. I've learned a lot just on this show. Let's give the address one more time, Trish, so people can come to this. And also, can people mail stuff to is there an address on this recycle?
UserRejoice.com
place.
Yeah, it's recycle, reuse, rejoice. Recycle first, reuse second, rejoice third.com. What they can do is they can do a couple things on the site. Read about the event. They can register for the event if they're local. They can certainly email us, and several things can happen. They can donate anything we get. In the name of this event, we'll go directly 100%. We've had a couple of newspapers call us, a couple of magazines that wanted to write stories. 100% of the proceeds from this event go to the charities. Matter of fact, we've guaranteed each charity a dollar amount in the event people don't show up, because, you know, you don't know. We're very hopeful that we'll get a lot of people out, but we guaranteed each charity on behalf of the celebrities for coming out that we're going to give them a certain dollar amount. If people want to donate, they certainly can. But what they can also do, if they can sign up, if somebody has a charity or an organization or a sports team or a church or a temple or a nonprofit of any sort, a Planet Green Recycle will actually help each organization hold their own fundraisers. We'll support them and be their partner in putting together their own e-waste fundraisers. We do this for organizations throughout California, and we're starting to reach across the country. But we will set up all these nonprofits and help them do their own e-waste drives. Why? It's good for the planet. It's good press for us. It's good for folks to get rid of stuff. And it's more than anything good for these charities in these very difficult, you know, cash-strapped times. Charitable donations are dramatically down. They're at their lowest levels, I've read, in 30 to 40 years. Even Girl Scout cookies are down 50%. So everybody's hurting, and there's no better way than an event. You know, instead of a car wash, do this. This saves the planet. This saves energy. This will impact global warming, because if we reuse these products, we don't have to make them again and expend energy to make them.
And we also leave some resources in the ground. Here's something that I learned a couple of years ago. You know, the oil that's in the ground, is it in the ground for us to use, or is it in the ground to lubricate the earth so it can shift?
True. It makes you wonder.
There's no answer. But this fundraiser at Studio City, this is actually a win for the whole world.
It is.
Because... And you can hear the passion in your voice, Trish, about this. This comes from Trish's heart and the celebrities. But also, there's going to be gifts and raffles, and Santa Claus is going to be there. But it's what are we giving to the charities to help us find cures for all these diseases that have been around forever, and
right,
making kids more fit. How would a person feel when they donate to that by getting rid of something that helps everybody?
No, exactly. I mean, all of these charities, I mean, a lot of them are very focused on children. And a lot of the events that we do at Planet Green Recycle are for children. Some of our biggest, some of the most amount of companies that sign up with us to partner with e-waste events are schools and organizations. We have a lot of schools. We have a lot of church groups. We have a lot of libraries, and they seem to be very youth groups, little league sports teams. We are very children focused. But I am, you know, having said that, I'm very happy to see things like the ALS Association and Lou Gehrig's disease. I mean, that is, like as you said, that has been around a very long time, and it's probably one of those organizations that needs some attention. And that's Kate Linder from the Young and the Restless is bringing that one to the table. And, you know, we're pleased to help all of them. You know, based upon our selection of celebrities, we expect to get a variety of attendees, everything from, you know, tweens, you know, young tweens and teens to 40, 50, 60-somethings. And that's when you have a good event, when you really hit every age group and every demographic and everybody's there for the common good.
I'm going to read right from the website to you what it says. Planet Green Recycle is urging everyone to join them for Recycle, Reuse, and Rejoice to raise money for all six nonprofit groups. They are hoping their new eco-giving concept will raise environmental consciousness as well as critical dollars for these cash-strapped charities during these tough economic times. And yes, we are going through some economic times, but if we found a cure for one of these diseases, how would that be an economic, spiritual, and just a good breakthrough for the whole world?
Exactly. While helping the planet, mind you.
I mean, yeah, this is probably one of the most astronomical great things I've come across, because, you know, I've got stuff I can send down, and I've been looking for a way to get rid of some of this.
Right.
So now I found a way to get rid of it and help the people.
Mm-hmm.
And Trish, at this event, is there going to also be literature and stuff about the diseases and how the cures go and what they're doing?
There will be. We actually will have several things going on. I said we'll have a table about cell phone. The top three culprits in really poisoning the soil and the importance of this stuff not going in a landfill is exactly that. A lot of these plastic components are carcinogens that will break down and go into the soil. Eventually, when they go into the soil, they go into the water supply. When they go into the water supply, they eventually threaten, you know, human life. So, you know, our mission is to just keep this stuff out of landfills. I mean, a toner cartridge, for instance, can be reused up to four times. So, you know, all of these things, we'll take a cell phone and we'll strip it, break it down, take out the precious metals, take out the circuitry, anything that's worth something that we can reuse. That's the whole point of this, is to reuse. What we can't reuse, we recycle, meaning we break down the plastics, we melt it, we put it into another product. So there'll be three information tables about cell phones, toners, and inkjets. Those are the three most guilty parties. Then we have a wonderful video that a friend of mine from Sony put together that is on our website. We will be showing that video. And then at our table, we'll have information about how anybody that's got a charity or an organization or a sports team or a church group or a temple group can sign up to do these events themselves with our assistance. We'll help them. Then we will have a takeaway literature. We have some a little stuffed penguin with our logo on it. We've got some wristbands. We've got some bumper stickers. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of fun stuff. So there'll be plenty of information there, and all of us will be there to talk about, you know, just the importance of this event. And, you know, I'll tell you, Rob, we hope to do these every year. We're hoping this is big enough that every year, this is our first annual, and next year will be our second annual, and this will spread like wildfire across the country.
Yeah. Trish, this just seems like something to me that the world is looking for. They don't
right.
know how, and this is something new. But if you go there, you get to enjoy holiday music, a tree garden, food, drink, treats, special prizes, celebrity photos, hot cocoa raffle, gifts, and of course Santa Claus. Now this just isn't a fundraiser. This is actually a party to celebrate the joy of Christmas by giving and caring at the same time.
It is. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, that's what, you know, when people, we've been out, you know, our group over at Planet Green, we've been out hanging flyers, going to malls, you know, wherever they don't yell at us to try to get people to come out. And when they say, what is it? Well, we first, you know, first we say, you know, it's a green e-waste event for charity with celebrities. And then we say, it's a party. And it is a party. And it's at a very hot venue. And I have to give a shout out to Sportsman's Lodge. They have been nothing but gracious and courteous. They actually are giving us their legendary sign in front of the lodge. It's probably been there 60, 70 years, and actually putting our event on the billboard in front. So, you know, we do hope and expect a crowd. And as I said, the more people that come and the more stuff that comes in the door, the bigger that check is to all six of these. We got six charities to take care of. So, you know, we'd really like people to come out and support us. Everybody you talk to has got something. I mean, every friend, every family member I've asked has got, you know, an old this, an old that, an old printer, an old monitor, an old cell phone, and now is the time. We even get flat-screen TVs that are broken. We don't care. We'll take what's good, and we'll reuse what we can, and we'll dispose of the rest properly. And the key word is dispose of it properly.
But here's one, the monitors. You cannot hardly get away and give away a monitor. Even the place you buy them from don't want to take monitors. And they also have an 800 number that I'll give out. It's 800-377-1093. You can call and get more information. And
right. How
would a person, who would they contact? Let's say I live in Washington and somebody from up here was choosing to do this. How could they get a hold of somebody down there and have an event up here?
They should just call the 800 number, and they can either ask for me or just ask for the recycling department, the recycling department, because we have different departments. But the recycling department are the ones that actually put together the fundraisers and help people with events. You know, and by the way, they don't even have to have an event. You know, we will actually set them up in our system. You know, what we do, Rob, which is really impressive, is that we will actually set people up with their own fundraising website. It's called a PURL. It's a personal URL. We'll give them a URL, a web address, that's a fundraising site that they can send people, you know, on to donate. They can send emails out. They can send flyers out. They can make collection boxes, and we actually will send them prepaid postage labels so they can send anything they collect it back to us for free, and we just send them a check. So they can be anywhere in the country doing this, and we will teach them how to do it for themselves.
And it's go to the three R's, recycle, reuse, rejoice.com.
You got
and
it.
Really get the, and when you go to this, this is something else that just hit me. You guys, Trish, you also have another company and everything else you do, and you're doing this. That is very profound to me. But
right.
your heart is into this. Your voice just has power when you talk about it. So if Trish feels that way, how well will somebody feel when they donate to a cause like yours that has
true. I mean,
you?
I think you have to care. I mean, you just have to care. I mean, I read the statistics are what got me. I was kind of your average person. You know, I drive an SUV. I mean, global warming, yeah, it's a problem, but it doesn't really affect my life. But when you read the statistics, for you know, I don't know how long we've been talking, but there is an inkjet thrown in the trash every 13 seconds. So, how many have been thrown in the trash since you and I started talking? Every 13 seconds. And, you know, that inkjet takes about 3 to 4 ounces of oil, the little small ones, to produce. Every 13 seconds, it's like an oil clock, if you think of it that way. It just keeps adding up. It just keeps adding up. So, you know, and our e-waste pile, as we call it, our e-waste pile will grow by 500% in the next few years. There's nowhere to put this stuff. And Europe does a much better job than we do here in the U.S. of recycling, much better job. So we have to get on board. We have to care. We have to catch up because it benefits everybody. And an event like this, you know, adds that extra, you know, virtuousness of giving the money to a charity. I mean, it's just all good. There's nothing bad about any of this. You can't find a negative.
And you can get your picture taken with Potsy.
You can get your picture taken with Potsy and Hercules and one of the Ninja Turtles.
See, that life doesn't get any better. But just to add what you're saying, there's been a, since the show started, there's been about 150 printers thrown in the garbage.
You got that right. I mean,
yeah,
here's another statistic. Every remanufactured cartridge, which is what our other company does, we remanufacture, meaning we'll get an inkjet or a toner and we'll refill it and put it back out into the market. Every one that is put back into use saves 3.5 pounds of solid waste. 3.5 pounds of solid waste from being dumped in a landfill. Just one. So that really, when you think about it, it's mind-boggling.
You know, I had no idea this was going on and what this was until you come on.
No, me neither. Me neither. And, you know, here's another one. Stacked end to end, the inkjet cartridges that are tossed away in a single year would circle the earth. I mean, again, you just, if you can get your head around that, it's like, wow, we're wasteful. We're really wasteful.
That would almost be about a trillion of them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And if it takes 3 quarts of oil, there's oil shortages over.
That's right. Our oil dependence can be solved.
Yeah, we just quit wasting.
Now, what I've been quoting is, you know, a lot of the statistics are U.S. Now, you add Europe, add the explosive growth in China, and again, it's equally staggering. I mean, China is probably a bigger offender. But they're also the recipient of a lot of the e-waste because they don't dispose of it properly. So they're creating their own toxic future because they don't have the capability or the mindset yet to try to do what we're doing.
Well, see, China is a big industrial plant with a big pollution crisis coming.
They are. They have a big toxic waste crisis. And we will too, but I think we are waking up. We are waking up, and events like this, you know, really help. And, you know, the other part of our day on Saturday will be to educate and talk to people, and I'm looking forward to that.
Now, can they go to the Recycle, Reuse, Rejoice website and find some of these statistics?
No, but they can go to the event and find them. But we will, I mean, that's a good point. We will probably be posting some of these after the event. We've put together some powerful literature and a great video, and we'll put that all up on our website after the event is over.
Do you have the address exactly for the sportsman place where this is going to take place?
I don't handy, but they can certainly Google it. It's pretty easy to Google, Sportsman's Lodge, Studio City, California.
Is that the Sportsman Lodge in Studio City? Because this here just, I got to be honest with you, Trish. This opened my eyes, and see, I'm starting to understand we're the stewards of the earth. We're really a guest here, and we better start acting like guests, or we're not going to have a world left to be in.
Exactly. Okay, here's the address. I have the address. It is it's the Sportsman's Lodge, and let me stress that the event is at the hotel because there are two buildings. Attendees want to go to the Sportsman's Lodge Hotel. It is 12833 Ventura Boulevard, Studio City, California, 91604.
And there's a triple thing going on here. It's an extravaganza to celebrate life with a twist of giving life.
Exactly right. I mean, it's like I said. There is there have been other e-waste drives done clearly. We believe we're the only ones to really, number one, wrap this many celebrities around it and this many charities during the holiday season. So, you know, we think we have the perfect storm of goodwill.
And that is just sumptuous, tremendous optimism, realizing more life. That's
right.
What Storm means. And anyway, Trace, we're out of time, and I really want to thank you for being here. And it was my honor and privilege. It's hard to believe a half hour went this quick, but
it
really
did. It
did
go quickly. Well, thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and talk to anybody that's listening out there that I can make a difference.
As soon as I can download this and send it to you, and I will also be Twittering this throughout and making sure people understand this one, because this was eye-opening to me.
Thank you so much. Any help you can give us, we really appreciate it, and so do the charities and so do the kids.
Well, anyway, and, you know, I have 4 radio shows a week. We'll have you back every once in a while just so we can keep people aware of this. How's that?
That sounds great. It's a deal.
All right. Thanks, Trish.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. Bye-bye.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
And good night, everybody, and thank you for listening.